Name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. I am super excited to be here tonight because it's been a long time and God has been faithful. God has been good to all of us. It has been awesome. It has been grace. It has been a wonderful time all these days, and I thank God for the lives of the wonderful people here. Tonight I want to realign and bring you to a place where God is going to turn things around strangely. There is something about what I'm going to teach tonight that a lot of people take for granted. And unfortunately, a lot of Africans take it for granted. And a lot of Christian Africans, take note of my words, Christian Africans take it for granted. And it is something that is killing Christians and killing businesses, killing purposes and destinies. But we don't want that thing to kill our talent and giftings and businesses. What I'm going to teach you tonight is something that can bring you great testimonies in your business. It can bring you testimonies in your organization, in your church, in your ministry, in your personal life, in whatever you've begun to do. And so I want you to take it very serious, because what we're going to discuss will shift you to another new level altogether. If you are here and you are ready for the next level or a new dimension, I want you to celebrate the Lord. Just let me see your excitement tonight. I want to see your excitement, because what I'm going to share with you is a weapon. It's a weapon I'm going to put in your hand, and it is going to shift a lot of paradigms. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So tonight I'm sharing with you what I call winning with excellence. Winning with excellence. Winning with excellence. I don't know whether there are winners here, but I believe that everyone here wants to be a winner in life. The reason we all fast and pray is because we want to win. The reason we all go to church is because we want to win. The reason we want to become Christians is because we want to win. We are winners. And the Bible says that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We all want to win. That is why we are all always meeting together, because there is power in winning. When you win, nobody cries after winning. Everybody that wins rejoices. There is always a shout when there is a win. There is always a shout when there is a win. And I want somebody under the sound of my voice to let the devil know that you are in this house. Let the devil know, let the witches in your family know you are here, because wherever there is a genuine wind, there is a noise, there is a shout, there is a Holy Ghost noise. And so I want you to let the devil know you are here. Somebody, let the witness in this place make a joyful noise, no matter where you are, under the sound of my voice, in your own way, make a noise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Tonight is a level changing night. Ephesians 2, verse 6. I'm talking about winning with excellence. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. So, verse 7 says, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Oh my God, this is deep. This is so deep. I'm taking it for the last time, and I want you to read with me. Just open up your heart wherever you are. Open up your heart, open up your spirit, and get ready to receive from the Lord. Get ready to receive from the Lord. This is so deep. Ephesians 2, 6 and 7. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. My God. So take note of the key words. And God raised us up. Raised us up. Listen, God will not raise us up. God has already raised us up. Please, if you miss this, you miss everything. I'm saying again, God will not raise you up. It is a prayer you don't have to pray. You don't have to pray, God raise me up. God lift me up. Because God has already lifted you up. God has already raised you up. You see, you need to be conscious. You need to understand, walk in the understanding, the consciousness of this, that you will not be raised up. You will not be lifted up because you are already lifted up. God has raised you up. How did he do it? He did it when he raised Christ from the dead. He raised you and Christ together. He raised us up with Christ. And where are you seated now? You are seated with him in the heavenly realms. So your place is not below. Your place is in the heavenly. So you have been, you have been raised. You are far above. And you are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. So outside of Christ, you are nothing. But in Christ, you have been raised. And then he said, in order that in the coming ages, so there are some ages that are coming. There are some years that are coming. He said that he might show the incomparable riches. And I'll take note of the word incomparable. And take note of the word show. He might show the incomparable, something that cannot be compared. The incomparable riches of his grace, which will be expressed in his kindness to you in Christ. So there is a certain level of riches of the grace of God that need to be expressed. And this is expressed because of God's kindness to you. And it is being expressed in you because God has raised you up already in Christ. Oh my God. So this is what I call excellence. All right? God has raised you up, meaning that you have a high level. You are up there. You are not below. You have a high standard. Raised us up means that you have a high standard. And it means that you are not a mediocre. You are somebody who is above average. And he says that this is the incomparable riches of his grace. So this cannot be compared. You don't have a classmate. This is what I call excellence. This is what I call excellence. You understand? Everyone wants to be the best version of themselves. Everyone wants to be or become the best version of themselves. And that is what I call excellence. Excellence is when somebody wants to become the best version of himself or of herself. But how will this happen? This will happen through a process. And the process is what I have defined as holistic personal development. Holistic personal development. Everyone here, you can become the best version of yourself. This is not who you are. And this is not the final product of who you are. Even though everybody knows you as this person with this identity, but that is not the best version of you yet. You can always become the best version of who you are today. So that is what I call excellence. Excellence is becoming the best version of yourself. And take note of my word. It is not becoming the best version of another person. It is becoming the best version of your own self. This is because we are not competing with one another. You are not competing with another person. You are not competing with another prophet. You are not competing with another man of God. You are not competing with another young lady. You are not competing with that man in the office. Because we are not to become the best version of other people, but we are the best version of ourselves. And that is what I call excellence. But how can you become the best version of yourself? How can you become excellent or become the best version of yourself? You can only become the best version of yourself through what I call holistic personal development. So, everyone under the sound of my voice, through holistic personal development, you can become the best version of yourself. And when you become the best version of yourself, then you are on your way to excellence. Are we together? So, when I say holistic personal development, I am just talking about three trends. Every human being is spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. So, you have a spirit. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Now, your spirit man has three components or three compartments. Your spirit has the intuition. Your spirit has the communion. And your spirit has the, how do you call it? There's another one, the third one. Has the fellowship. Has the communion, has the fellowship, has the intuition. And all of these three things are embedded in the spirit. Now, your soul also has four compartments. Your soul has the will. Your soul has the emotions. Your soul has the mind. And your soul has the intellect. That is the four compartments. And your body also has five compartments, what is popularly called the five senses of the body. So the five compartments of the body is your sense of sight, your hearing, the touch, the smell, and all of that. That is the five compartments. Now, each of these, the spirit, the soul, and the body, all of these three levels of every human being need to be developed. It is when you develop your spirit and you develop your soul and develop your body at the same time or concurrently, that is when you say that you are having a holistic personal development. If you develop your spirit at the expense of your soul, then you are not holistically developed and you cannot be on your way to excellence. I want you to get this very well. So if you also invest in your body and you forget about your spirit and your soul, then you are not having a holistic development, and in that matter, you, for that matter, you cannot be on your way to excellence. So spiritual development has to do with accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because when a man accepts Jesus Christ as a Savior, the spirit is regenerated, recreated, reborn. That is what we call the new birth. And that is a spiritual development. Now, many people have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but their souls are not developed. Their will, when I say the soul, their intellect is not developed. Their emotions are not developed. Their will is not developed. And their minds are not developed. Because of that, even though they are Christians and they are speaking in tongues and they are baptized in the Holy Ghost and they manifest the gifts of God, because their spirits alone are developed and their souls are not developed, they cannot be excellent in a lot of things they need to do. But when somebody wants to be excellent or usher himself to the realm of excellence, then the person must understand this foundation that you must first be spiritually developed, solically be developed, and bodily be developed. So spiritually you must be developed, in your soul you must be developed, in your body you must be developed. There are a lot of young men who are going to the gym, who are lifting metals, and they are developing their muscles, but there is no development in their mind. So you see a young man who has so much muscles and have the six packs and all of that, but this young man does not know how to save. This young man does not even have a bank account. This young man does not have any vision, any purpose in life. Such a person has developed in the body, but is lacking in the soul. And because of that, you cannot be excellent. In fact, you cannot even talk about excellence, because the very foundation of excellence is destroyed. Now, before I even start talking about excellence, the things I have just shared with you are the foundation to excellence. Any form of excellence you want to attain in your career, in your business, in your organization, in ministry, whatever you are doing, this is the foundation to excellence. If you don't get this, you cannot actually see excellence or become excellent in whatever you do. So I want you to get this very well. Don't think that being spiritually developed is all that matters. No. And don't also think that once you get the intellect and the books, your spirit is not needed. That is also not true. And don't also think that as a young lady, spending time to do makeup, eyes up, nose up, forehead up, forehead up, and all the chin ups. Don't think that doing all these body makeups and all the changes to your body is all that matters and that you become excellent. Excellence is not produced only by the body. Excellence is not produced only by the soul. Excellence is not produced only by the spirit. It takes a holistic personal development for you to attain excellence. Am I talking to somebody? So after this evening, if there is anything you want to invest in, if there's anything you want to spend time in, spend time developing your spirit by reading the word, by praying, by fasting, by attending church meetings and prayer meetings like this, and don't only spend, you see, that is why if you are in the Healing Room Global family, over here, we don't only teach you to pray, but we teach you to be holistically be developed, and we also teach you to be excellent, so that you don't only grow in your spirit and become good and excellent in your spirit, but you also excel in your soul and excel in your body. Am I talking to somebody? Now, let us dive deeper. Can we go deeper now? Can we go deeper? I believe that I have brought to you the very foundations, and we all understand what I mean by the foundation to excellence. I believe that now everyone gets this now. Now let's go deeper. About 10 years ago, or about 15 to 20, 10 to 15 years ago, when you visited a lot of organizations, most organizations were looking at quality services and products. So if an organization is looking for a product, they just don't want a product, but they want quality product and they want quality services. If any man or any organization is looking for example, for somebody to serve their employees with lunch, they are not just looking for food, but they are looking for quality food, quality product. You understand? Over 20, 30 years ago, what we were all looking for was product and service. As long as you had access to a particular product or service, the quality was not really an issue. Then later on, there was this transition where everybody was now looking for quality. So the person who goes to cut the hair is looking for a quality service rendered by the barber. So now every organization is not, the organizations are not just looking for products and services. Individuals are not just looking for products and services. Investors are not just looking for products and services. Now everyone is looking for quality products and quality services. And I believe that even these days in our generation, people are looking for quality pastors and quality men of God. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. These days, people don't want to just listen to somebody who tells stories. They want to listen to someone who can make an impact in their life, somebody who can help them grow and become better. That is what people are looking for. We don't want to just hear somebody who just prophesies, but we want to hear somebody who can also make an impact in their life, somebody that can help them become productive, productivity. So we are not just looking at product and service, we are also looking at quality product and service. This and quality product and services, this is just about 10 years ago. It's even past. What I'm trying to tell you is that even quality product and services is past. It's past and gone. Now, in the marketplace and in the current environment we find ourselves, what people are now looking for is beyond quality products. Now, people are looking for those who have excellence in quality. Now, people are not just looking for quality products and services. Now, people are looking for excellence in quality. Not just quality anymore, but excellence in quality. So, if you think that you have the most quality product, we want to see people who have excellence in producing that product. If you think that you are the one rendering the most quality service in the area of the banking or in the area of business, we are looking for, customers are looking for those who produce beyond quality, who can give us excellence in quality. You understand me? So if this is the case, then what is excellence? I want you to take note of these things. Number one, excellence is not a gift. It is an attitude developed from within. Excellence is not a gift. Excellence is not a gift. It is an attitude which is developed from within. So, because excellence is not a gift, nobody can give you excellence. You cannot be expecting that somebody will give you excellence. It doesn't work that way. Nobody gives excellence because it is not a gift. So, you cannot go to the store and buy it. Number two, excellence is defined as the highest quality, not just quality, but the highest. Excellence is defined as highest quality. Highest quality. So if we are looking for excellence, then your quality should be the highest among all. Then we can say that you are producing excellence. So whatever you are doing, if it is not the highest quality, then you are not in excellence here. Number three, excellence is superior standard. Superior standard. Everybody has a standard, but we need a superior standard. And that is why Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 says, and God has raised us up with him in the heavenly realms. So we are seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly realm, far above all power, all dominion. Why? Because excellence is superior standard. And verse 7 of Ephesians 2 says that it shows the incomparable riches of his grace. So it is something that cannot be compared. So amongst those who are producing local drinks, you should have a superior standard. Among those who are providing services to clients, yours is supposed to be the superior standard. Until you get to that superior standard, you are not in excellence. Number four, excellence is extreme quality. Extreme quality is excellence. Excellence is extreme quality. Extreme quality. Number five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number five. Excellence is maximum quality. Maximum quality. Maximum quality is excellence. Excellence is maximum quality. Now, if you operate in any of these, okay, we have talked about excellence is not a gift, it's an attitude that is developed from within. So if you want to be excellent, excellence is deep within you. You can develop it. It's an attitude. It is something you can develop from within you. It is the highest quality, superior standard, extreme quality, maximum quality. Now, if you operate below any of these definitions, it means that you are operating below excellence. If the product you have or the service you have is not superior standard, it's not extreme quality, it is not maximum quality, it is not the highest quality, if it is not this, then it means you are operating below excellence and you are operating below standard. And anything that is operating below standard, below excellence, it is mediocre. It is below average. It is mediocre and cannot be used. Listen, the higher excellence you have, the higher money people are willing to pay. People are not just willing to buy products and services anymore. People are willing not just to buy products. No, that is not what people are willing to release money into your pockets because of the excellence and quality you provide. Am I talking to somebody? So if you are providing quality services, it is good. Providing quality product is good, but it is time to move to the next level because you need money. Big money comes to those who have higher excellence. Greater money, bigger money, top-notch money, great money, sweet money comes to those who have the highest quality, superior standard, extreme quality, the maximum quality. People who are not waiting for excellence as a gift, but they are willing to develop this attitude from within. Am I talking to somebody? Because excellent people are what people are looking for. So if you are not willing to be excellent, nobody is willing to pay money for whatever you have. Am I talking to somebody? So this evening, or wherever you have joined us from, the Lord is telling me to tell you that one of the reasons sometimes Christians are looked down is because sometimes we joke with excellence. We take excellence for granted. Oh, this one is nothing. This one is nothing. No, we must not joke with excellence because excellence is a weapon that you can win your life battles with, if you make up your mind that henceforth you are going to walk in the realm of excellence and you will not settle for anything below extreme quality, you will not settle for anything below maximum quality, you are not going to settle for anything below highest quality, then God is going to help you win certain battles because you are going to walk in the realm of excellence. Excellence is a requirement if you must enjoy certain higher dimensions of wealth, of blessings, of prosperity, of success. Am I talking to somebody? So henceforth, make up your mind. I want you to shift certain mentalities and attitude. Make up your mind. I am going to walk in excellence. I'll be a product of excellence. I will ensure excellence every day, every time, everywhere I find myself. If you become an employee working in excellence, your employers will start promoting you. Promotion does not come to people who do quality work. It comes to those who produce excellent quality work or who do beyond quality. So, excellent people, let me talk now about excellent people. Excellent people conquer what the average people complain about. I just want to give you four characteristics of excellent people. Four characteristics of excellent people. Can I push it? Four characteristics of excellent people. Number one, they conquer what the average people complain about. They conquer what the average people complain about. Yeah. Any excellent person you meet, the person is ready to conquer what everybody is complaining about. So begin to look around. Begin to just scan your environment and begin to look at certain things. You realize that average people like complaining about many things. And especially, I'm sorry to say, but forgive me, Ghanaians, but in Ghana, sometimes I think that people are being paid and they are not really being paid for the work they are doing. I think that they are not working, they are not, what's the word I should use? They are not really supposed to be receiving that salary they are receiving, because if you look at the excellence they produce and the excellent work they do in their workplace, you realize that they are operating below average. Now, when you meet somebody who works in excellence, the first thing you see is that they always try to conquer what the average people are complaining about. So when everybody is saying, oh, this one we cannot do it, this is too much, why are we doing a lot of work? No, excellent people conquer what others complain about. I think that it is time some of us need to stop complaining, because excellent people don't complain. They conquer what everyone, the average people, complain about. Number two, they pursue solutions whilst the average people stare at problems. Excellent people always pursue solutions, but the average people, they always stare at the problems. They stare. Instead of pursuing solution, they will be staring. So excellent people pursue solution. If you are here under the sound of my voice, make up your mind that you are going to look for solutions instead of looking at the problems. There are problems everywhere, and everyone can have an excuse to complain about problems. When there are problems before you, what will make you different from any other person when it comes to excellence is that you decide to pursue solution. You pursue. It is not something, it is not an end, it is a process. You pursue. So every now and then you are pursuing solution. You are going after something, you are going after solution to problems that are around you. So go back to your office, go back to your workplace, look at the new business you have started. There are problems everywhere. People are going through problems. You know, in Ghana, in Africa, and maybe in other parts of the world, everybody wants to complain. Everybody wants to say, this is the problem. This is the problem. They like talking about problems, but they don't pursue solutions. Excellent people don't stare at problems. They pursue solutions. Number three, they try to stand out. They try to stand out while the average people try to fit in. So while the excellent people try to stand out, excellent people try to stand out. While the average people, they only try to fit in. Oh, let's try to fit in. I'm trying. I'm doing my best. But excellent people always want to stand out. I declare in the name of Jesus that somebody listening to me, you are going to stand out. You are going to stand out. Your business will stand out. Your marriage will stand out. Your children will stand out. That idea you have will stand out. Your office, you will stand out as the manager who stands out. Everybody will know you because you are going to stand out. Excellent people, they try. So henceforth, make up your mind. You are going to try to stand out. Amongst you are in ministries, try to stand out amongst your colleagues. Try. So everybody is doing this particular thing, but try to stand out. Because according to the Chinese proverbs, it is insanity to do the same things and expect a different result. This is a Chinese proverb most of us know. It is insanity to be doing the same things and be expecting different results. If you want to get different results, excellent results, then you must do something different. So, excellent people are always trying to stand out. If you don't stand out, you cannot be seen. Everyone is wearing white shirts. If you decide to wear a yellow shirt, then you are standing out. Everybody is holding a blue cap. If you decide to hold a black cap, then you are standing out. People who stand out, they don't do the normal things. People who stand out, they don't do the usual things. People who stand out, they don't conform to the norm. People who stand out are always trying to do something beyond the normal. They are trying to break the status quo. They are trying to do something that is different. That is excellent people. Yeah. Number four, excellent people make improvements, not excuses. They don't make excuses, but they make improvement. They make improvement. One of the things that will make you see that this person is an excellent person is the fact that they try to make improvement. Improvement. They improve on what they have done. You were recently made a sales manager. You have not improved anything in sales. It means you are not in excellence. You were recently made the PRO. The PRO is public relations officer of that organization. Ever since you were promoted, there has not been any improvement in the PRO of the organization. It means you are not in excellence. Everybody is selling fast foods or whatever around the neighborhood. But ever since any time, the last time you joined the team of people selling food, there has not been any new thing from you. You are not in excellence. Because excellence people are always trying to make improvement. You understand? Yeah. So some of you are saying, oh, so how do I really become excellent? How do I really become excellent? Listen, I've told you already that excellence is not a gift. It is an attitude that you develop from within, okay? It starts from your mind. It originates in the mind and it is seen in your speech. It is demonstrated in your life. You see, sometimes you don't even have to ask somebody, are you excellent? You don't need to ask anyone whether the person is excellent or not, because you can tell by the way they dress. You can even tell by the way they dress that they are excellent. You can tell by the way they write their reports. because they are, it can be seen. You can tell by the way they organize things and the way they do their things. You can tell that these ones or this person is excellent. So excellence is not something, if you want to know that somebody is excellent, you go about asking people, are you excellent? Are you excellent? Dr. Mary, are you excellent? Porsche, Otray. No, no, no. It's not something you ask people that are you excellent. You excellence can be seen. Excellence can be seen. It can be seen even in speech. The way people talk, the way people complain, you can tell that they are not trying to be excellent. So if you want to see somebody who is excellent, just look around, just scan around. By the way they even dress, you can tell. If I want to employ one person and two people work in my office, by the way they dress, I can tell, oh, I need this, the excellent person I need to get. Sometimes it's not about wearing suit or wearing tie. It's not about wearing a jacket or putting on tie. It's not, sometimes it's not about that. It's about having an appropriate dressing that fits the occasion, that fits the season. Look at somebody who lives maybe in Ireland or Iceland or somewhere like that. The place is so cold. And this person walks around every day going to office in sleeveless, blah, 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 without anything that covers, you know, that provides warmth for the body. Such a person is not dressing appropriately. You can tell that there's no excellence in the person's dressing. Dressing is not just somebody's excellence in dressing, is not just about wearing suits. That is not it. It's about appropriate dressing that fit the occasion, that fit the season, and that fits the times. Am I talking to somebody? Because of time, I want to try to end here so that, God willing, another time, I will now talk about the principles of excellence. Because with the principles of excellence, it's more or less like you have taught a child in school that this is the definition of that, and that is that, and that is that. But the principles are actually the action words or the very things that you need to do that will start producing the attitude of excellence in you. I've said that excellence cannot be a gift, it's an attitude. So I'm gonna teach you the very principles or some of the things that can actually produce that attitude of excellence from within you. And maybe let me just give you one as a teaser, and God willing, another time we'll begin to go deeper. As a teaser, one of the principles of excellence is that don't settle for the average. Don't settle for the average. Don't settle. It's one of the principles. Don't settle for the average. You know, about 5 or 6 years ago, I was working with this organization. It's a French company where I was working in the cocoa industry. And I was it's a multinational company. I was working with this, my boss was a white, you know, and one of the days I had to write a page document for him to use for a meeting. And I had the subject of the report or whatever, I had bolding it. When I say bold, those of you who are familiar with Microsoft Office Word, you select and you bold it. You select and you bold it. So I had bolding the heading. Actually, I was supposed to do that, but unfortunately, there was one particular letter or character in a word which I forgot to bold, and it was not so visible. It was just one character. And so, for example, let's say Emmanuel, and maybe the letter L at the last part is not bolded. It's not so visible. But the surname Autry and the Dakwa Aubo, so you wouldn't see it. But immediately I took the report to my boss. He looked at it and said, Emmanuel, no, this one is a mistake. You have to do it again. So I had to go back and re-bold that particular character and then reprint it so that it can be used. No, you, for an average person, the average person will say, oh, this one is a waste of paper. It's a waste of paper. I think, after all, we have seen the correct thing. It's a waste of paper. Let's just use that one. Oh, this one. This one, the L, it's nothing. Let's just go for it. After all, this is not a wrong spelling. It is just bold. That is what we call average. And average is a disease. Average is a killer. It is the grave where excellence is buried. Average is where a lot of talents have been buried underground. In fact, you are not born to be an average person in life. You are not born to be an average student. You are not born to be an average pastor. You are not born to be an average woman. No. Average is a killer. And because of averageness, people are losing certain opportunities. In fact, these days, that kind of training I found myself in has given me a lot of change in perspectives and a shift in paradigm when it comes to some of these things. So I can come to your business. I can stand in front of your restaurant. There are two restaurants there. The way you have spelled restaurant on your billboard or your flyer and the way the other person has done his or hers, I can just look at the two and I'll choose who to go and buy from. Because I can tell by the way you have written it that you are excellent or not. In fact, there can be two hospitals. The way this hospital have spelled something on their signboard will tell me that the doctor is not even effective. Will tell me that if I take my life or take somebody to that hospital, I'm joking with their life. People are joking with everything average. They say it's okay, especially in our part of Ghana, Africa, West Africa. Everybody thinks that, oh, this one is normal. Average is a killer. The reason you are not growing, the reason you are not seeing victory, and the reason you are not winning is because you have decided to play with averageness. So one of the principles of excellence is that don't settle for average, because you are not born to be an average person. God willing, next week, I will continue with the principles of excellence. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. In Jesus' mighty name.